Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So, prayer is an honest conversation with God. We're meant to express ourselves to the Lord, and we're to take time to listen, because conversation, human and divine, is a two-way discourse. Rhythms of speaking and silence are essential to the practice of prayer, as is the case with any conversation. Now, when a person's seasoned in prayer, the practice of communication with God can flow rather easily and effortlessly, even if the content of the discussion is difficult and painful. But prayer is not something we're born knowing how to do. We might be aware of an internal longing for the divine from a very early age, but the practice of communication with God must be taught and learned if one is to practice prayer as a regular discipline. Now, we know without question that prayer was a priority for Jesus. In the gospel, Jesus regularly kind of stole away from the crowds and pursued, were pursuing him all the time to engage in private discourse with God, a practice that he encourages followers to ascribe to. And in this particular passage, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He gave them a specific form to follow and words to speak. Jesus' instructions were clear. They were direct. Pray in secret. Don't practice your piety to impress others. Don't offer wordy and effusive prayers. Speak simply. Trust that God knows what you need before you speak, but pray anyway. And always, always pray for forgiveness. And put your prayer into action by forgiving others. That's essential. For Jesus, prayer should be intimate and concise and prompt us to deal with others as we request that God deals with us. Now, this might all be a way of saying to his disciples and to us, don't overthink, just pray. You know, the idea that one doesn't need to be particularly creative in prayer is borne out in Jesus' own life and ministry. There are numerous examples in the Gospels of Jesus quoting Psalms from the book of Psalms, our book of Psalms, particularly when he was in danger or in a moment of crisis. You know, the Psalms are the prayers of the Jewish people, and the collection we're familiar with in our Bibles would have served as something of a prayer book for Jesus. And Jesus knew these ancient prayers so well that when he encountered a particular situation, he could just call to mind a specific prayer that he would recite. The act of speaking to God, even perhaps especially reciting an ancient prayer and meditating on the words of the prayer itself, all of that are effective means of conversation and communion with the Lord. So I want to ask you today, what are obstacles preventing you from praying more often, from praying with greater regularity? What prevents you from that? And then in terms of practice, I want you to consider memorizing one psalm of any length. We've got some psalms that are no more than a verse long and some that are pages long. But choose a psalm, maybe a beloved psalm that you know fairly well, and memorize it. And then recite that psalm to yourself as a prayer in the morning and in the evening, as Jesus would have done. Let's pray. Lord, we do ask that you hear our prayers in our speaking, in our reciting, in our openness, and also in our silence. Hear our prayers. In morning light and as dusk darkens to night, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer and allow us, Lord God, to hear you speaking back. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.